You're listening to Life Lessons from a Psychic with See Psychic Readings Intuitive Podcast, the podcast where you'll get healing messages from spirit to help you move positively forward in your life. Hey there, it's See from See Psychic Readings, and as always, thank you so much for joining me for this podcast. I want to get right into it. Let's talk timing. So when I do my psychic readings, I have tons of clients. First thing out of their mouth is, see, I want to know the day, the time, you know, the exact moment this is going to happen. Give me month, day, time, year, everything. And, you know, I'm going to be honest, sometimes there is, you know, timing predictions in terms of when certain events or when certain things can come about. A lot of times, I like to joke with my clients, it's when you do your homework, okay? So I know this can be so frustrating to people, and especially when, and this is where I kind of feel like things can get a little caught up. Sometimes I get people that come to me that are going through a particular situation, whether it's romantic in nature or whether it's regarding their career or work. Normally, those are the two major areas about this. And they have already seen several different psychic readers. And what they're trying to get is timing, right? They're all trying to get the timing of when something is going to happen with this. And, you know, they come to me and they kind of want the validation. Hey, see, I've seen several different other psychics. Two said this, one said this, one says this. What's your timing? And I'll be honest, if that's what you're coming to me for, you're not going to like my answer because I'm the no-nonsense psychic. And I can share this with you. I had a client where we did a reading, and she was going through a very difficult breakup with, you know, a young man, a gentleman that she was dating, and she wanted to know how to get him back. That was the only thing in her mind. How do I get him back? And she saw several different other psychics that told her how to get him back, the timing of when he was going to come back, all this and that. And then she came to me and I said something very different. And I said, you know, honey, I'm really sorry, but I don't feel like he's coming back. I feel like it's ran its course. And if he is coming back, he's coming back more as an acquaintance or friend. There's no more romantic feelings there. I don't know how you feel about that. And to be honest, she was not happy because she wanted to know the date, the time, the year that this gentleman was coming back, and every psychic had told her a different time and date a year, saying, oh, don't worry, he's going to come back. Some said in 2 months, some said 6. One said if she did these certain things and, you know, paid them a certain amount of money, they'd come back in 2 weeks. And I don't frankly subscribe to that. That's not to say that I don't subscribe to timing, but I think we have to look at timing a very different way. So when I get into this, or when we talk about the timing, one thing I always like to tell my clients is, there is two different forms of timing, all right? There is human timing. This is what we all deal with on this planet. This is the days, the months, the years, right? We all have 365 days in a year, so many hours, etc. That's human timing. When we're talking about spiritual timing, or what I call consciousness, collective consciousness timing, that's totally different. There is no time, you know? So for example, if I'm talking with clients and we're talking about people that have crossed over to the other side, there's no time. They're not on the same timeline as we are. So for example, that person might physically not be on this planet for a month. Doesn't mean that same month prescription applies over there, right? So this is where I think people kind of get a bit confused, or where it can be a little bit difficult, and where people can sort of get in their head, as I'm going to like to call it, or really get anxious about this, is they want to focus on the time of something. And now I will say, I'll be honest, sometimes there is time, and there is timing to certain things that will happen. I have tons of clients. You know, what I love is that my clients are so wonderful that they will email me, and I always love to get email updates from people, because when I do readings for people, I don't actually remember what is said after the reading. But I have clients that will email me and they'll say, you know what, it's so funny, you said this during our reading and bang on, that's what happened. Or see, you said this and this happened. And sometimes the timing is there. And I've had clients that have said, see, I asked you about the timing of this certain event and you told me it was going to be, you know, within these couple months, and you were exactly right. Now, when I read for timing, just so everyone's aware how it works with me, and I think every reader is a little bit different, I read for timing in the sense of seasons. So when I'm looking at a time for something, I'm reading from Canada, so we have the four seasons. So I'll be reading in the sense of saying if this feels like a summer season, a spring season, a fall season, or a winter season, right? And there's a few months in that range. And that's what clients will message me. And they'll say, see, you said this might come about in about kind of the spring, which is like an April, May, June, and it came about, early April. Sometimes I'll be a little bit off and they'll say, oh, it was, early July. So it's not an exact science. At least I can't get it down to the day, the month, the time of the year yet, But there is kind of a relative balance of that. Now, that being said, that's happens for a client, I find, when the work is already in motion, right? So when they're already doing what they're supposed to be doing to get the thing that they want. So let's break it down to specific scenarios. Let's talk about romance, right? Because that's obviously one of the number one questions I get from my clients. I completely understand. Everybody loves love. Everybody wants to be in this happy, great, committed partnership. I get it. I totally, totally get it. So with that, if I have a client that is accurately and actively doing their soul work on this side of the world, this planet, in order to bring about their perfect partner. And I don't mean the partner is perfect, I mean their perfect partner, because nobody's perfect, but there's always going to be someone perfect for you, right? But if they're doing their work to do that, and I see that actively happening, and they are actively putting in the work, then yes, the timing can show, right? If they're getting ready and they're in the mode to kind of get ready for this, it's almost like the best way I could describe it is it's kind of like, buying an airline ticket, right? You know that in a couple months, you're going to be going on this trip. So you have the date, the time, the year. And in the meantime, you might be packing or getting your itinerary ready or calling up places for excursions you're going to do over there. That's you doing the work to get ready for the timing so it matches. Now I'm going to talk about the opposite and why sometimes the timing is hard to see. This is where clients might need to do a little bit more work, or people might need to do a little bit more work in a situation, and they either haven't been doing the right kind of work or they're not putting the work in, right? So, for example, we'll take the romantic situation again. Everyone has different, I don't want to call them problems because they're not problems. No one ever has a problem. No one's broken. They don't have to be fixed. But I will say different learning lessons. How about that? In regards to the different areas of life, particularly romance and relationships. So, if you come to a psychic reader, myself or anybody, and let's say you have broken up with somebody and your goal is to get them back, maybe that's not the highest and best good for your soul, right? Maybe you actually need to learn another lesson to bring in somebody else that's actually a better fit for you. Maybe you do also have to learn a lesson to bring in that ex back to come together. Because, for example, if you broke up with somebody and you just want to get them back and come back together, but you're not going to do anything different and they're not going to do anything different, well, guess what's going to happen to the relationship? You guys are just going to go through Groundhog Day. And I've seen it, and it's going to happen over and over again. And, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and expecting different results. And then, bless them, but I have some clients that come and go, I don't understand. We got back together, but we broke up again. I don't understand. And, if there's no change in the energy of what's happening and no one's shifting or doing anything different, you're just going to get the same results, right? Which isn't going to lead to what you ultimately want, which is the happy, loving, healthy relationship. And a lot of times that's where my work is with my clients. It's not to give you the timeline of things, right? That I wish everyone could just stop focusing on the physical timeline of stuff. I wish more people focused on the work. So the best way I like to describe it or make a joke about it is I have clients that'll say, oh, see, and do you see the timing of when this will happen? And I always say, when you do your homework. It's kind of like if I was to say to you, hey, when are you going to graduate high school? Well, there is a trajectory of when you can graduate high school based on how old you are and how many years it'll take you to graduate high school. But that being said, if you don't do the homework and you don't show up to any of the classes and you don't do any of the work associated with the school, you're going to be left behind, right? It doesn't mean you never will graduate. It will happen, but you have to do the work. So I always like to make a joke and say, well, the timeline will speed up when you do the homework, And then sometimes I'll have clients come back to me and say, see, I started doing the homework, or I started doing the work we were talking about, and now all of a sudden this is starting to come about. And I could see different things. And I'll say, actually, yeah, now I'm starting seeing a little bit more of a clearer timeline. So if there's one piece of kind of advice I wish I could sort of give to everyone out there, And I think this is life advice, to be honest with you. I wish we would all stop focusing on time in general. You know, I wish we would focus on the work or the lessons that can be achieved and what we should be working on here, as opposed to the actual timeline of when something should come about, right? And I get it. Trust me, it's not like, you know, I'm not from this planet in the sense that I have clients that say, oh, but see, I'm getting older and, you know, I want this by a certain age. I have a lot of clients that would like to get pregnant, right? And they want to have babies by a certain age. I understand all of that. There are still some human, you know, kind of mechanics involved with timing. But here's the fun thing about everything that everyone's gonna love or not love when I say this. You can't control time. You can't, right? When you think about it, we don't know how much time we have on this planet, right? You have no idea if you're going to be here one day and not here the next day, right? So we have no idea how much time we have on this planet. We have no idea how much time we're going to have with our loved ones, our friends, our family, anything like that. We have no idea how long we're going to have time-wise in a certain career or job. How many times have, you know, you or you've known somebody or experienced where someone thought they were going to work in a field forever, or they thought they were going to work in a certain job for a long period of time, and boom, something happens and that job is no longer available, you know, or they're no longer able to fulfill that job, or something else happens, right? How many times have you seen it with relationships where, you know, you might be with somebody or know somebody that was with somebody that you think they're going to be together forever, and blindside or something happens and they're not together anymore, right? And now maybe they find somebody else, maybe there's something else for them. So I wish, if anything, I think one way to sort of, to be honest, make your life a little easier and make it a little easier to cope with this crazy planet, which I do understand is very intense, crazy energy, is to not focus on the timing of things, focus on the work and doing, right? Focus on what you can do in that time. That's how I like to reference this. And I guess the best way I can describe how I've seen this really work for my clients, we'll talk about career, right? And sort of work. I deal with a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of clients that come to me that want quote unquote business advice. And again, I don't have a master's in any big business school or education, so I can't give the mechanics of that. But what I am able to do for clients is really direct them on the right people and the right work that they can be doing to make their businesses successful. And I'll have clients that'll message me after and say, you know, see, it was so funny. I came to you, we talked about this about my business or this about the work that I'm doing. And you had told me, you know, start focusing in this area and speak with these people and don't worry about anything else. And that's what I did. I didn't focus on the timing of things anymore. I didn't say, oh, I want my business to be successful by 1, 3, 5 years. I just stopped focusing on time and I just focused on the work. I just woke up every day and just didn't worry about anything else and said, what can I do today? What can I do today to push me towards my career goals? And you know what? See, it's happening a lot quicker than it was before. And things are starting to spin in the right direction. And I'm starting to see a lot better progress, right? So that's the way that you could see that in that arena. The next arena I've seen it, all my lovely people looking for the most amazing relationships, right? Lots of my you know, clients are single, predominantly ladies, but I do get some lovely gentlemen that contact me. And they, you know, they're single, they want to know when they're going to find their partner, right? When are they going to come? When are they going to come? And again, everyone's got their own relationship or kind of love lessons, as I like to call them. So I can't kind of blanket the statement for everybody because when I read for people, each person has their own work. And that's what I discuss in my readings with clients. But what I can say is when they start doing that work, it really does change and bring the energy in quicker. You know, so for example, I had a client that she was so focused on finding the love. She didn't really, it sounds cliche, but it's very true. She didn't even really know how to love herself, if that makes any sense. She had never just been comfortable being by herself and being who she is. Instead, she had always seen herself in relationship. She was always chasing the relationship, which led to being a lot of not healthy relationships because she wanted the relationship more than she actually was able to understand the sort of mechanics around the healthiness of the relationship and then the connection, if that makes any sense. And then once when I worked with her and I said, listen, don't worry, they will, you know, especially with relationships, I always like to joke and say, when you're ready, they show up. And it's not a joke, funny enough, because I see it with so many of my clients. When you're ready, the right person will show up. Your job is just to get ready. Think of it like training for a marathon. If you just wake up every morning, go to the gym, do your thing. Eventually, when you run that marathon or go into the Olympics or do whatever you're supposed to do, that's where you can have the success, right? That's where the really success comes through, because you've just done the work. And this is the case with this too. When you're ready, the right person will show up. And that was fascinating for her, because, you know, the sort of work that we talked about was her working on getting comfortable with herself, comfortable, you know, just being who she is on this planet, being an essence of exploration of just a soul as she is, without the need or the desire to have to bring in somebody else into her experience. And that sounds easy for me just to say it here, right? I mean, I'm using words that make sense. They're English, so it's easy to understand, but that is deep soul work. That is hard. You know, when I'm telling a client to do this, or I'm asking a client to do this and we're giving them resources on how to accomplish this, it's not easy. It's not like this is a snap of the finger and we're done, right? It's hard work. But if you can do it, right, that's where you reap the rewards. And, you know, it's fascinating because, you know, I did just get an email from her a little while ago. And again, I'm sharing all this stuff with permission. And she had mentioned that she had gotten to the point where she was so comfortable just being where she is and who she is as herself, she didn't even want anybody anymore, you know? And she just finally got to a point where she was almost like, I'm just going to do this and see what happens. And boom, you know, someone shows up. So it's kind of fascinating how things like that happen. So if there's any sort of kind of tips or tricks I can give to anyone out there listening, the first thing I'm going to say is stop worrying about human time. Stop worrying about earthly time. Stop worrying about the watch on your wrist. Stop worrying about the date on the calendar. Stop worrying about the age or number you are physically at on this planet. You have the time, meaning you have the time you have. That's it, right? So just focus on knowing you have the time to do the right work. Because again, what are you trying to do? Let's be honest. We're trying to accomplish a goal. Why are you trying to accomplish a certain goal? Because it's going to give you certain feelings, right? So if you're trying to be in a romantic relationship, it's probably because you want to have those feelings of unconditional love. You want to be able to have somebody to do things with. You want a true partner match where you guys have a loving, fun, enjoyable relationship with someone else. All this is completely understood. I get it, right? But if you can focus on getting those feelings and doing the work where you are, that will bring the thing to you a lot sooner. And this also kind of goes in the fact of law of attraction, right? I'm sure a lot of you out there know about manifestation and law of attraction and the sort of quote unquote secret behind it, because there's no real secret to anything. But the secret behind it is the more you can feel the feelings of already having what you have, the more you can bring into your experience what that is. And that is not based off of time, right? That's based off of you feeling those feelings. So start with that. Throw out the calendar of time, or throw out the concept of time. We do still need a calendar. We are still humans working on a planet of order. But throw out the concept of time as much as possible. I know this is never going to be perfect, right? This is not a perfect prescription for life. But throw out the concept of time and instead focus on the work. And now, what is the work? Again, this is going to be very specific for what your situation is and what you're trying to do. But one kind of tip I can give you is reverse engineer it and work backwards. So figure out the thing that you want. Find somebody that already has it, right? We are so blessed now of the connectivity we have with the internet. You can go on YouTube and Google anything, and I'm going to be pretty sure you're going to get an answer, you know? So I think the thing is, if you can go and do that and reverse engineer it and say, okay, this is the thing that I want. What are the steps that I have to do to get there? And just focus on the steps, you know, don't worry about the rest of it. You will get there. You know, the best way I like to describe this is like, trying to get a six pack in the gym, right? I haven't seen too many people that can say, you know, hey, you're going to get a six pack exactly at this time. Sure. There's all those videos out there that'll say like six pack abs in 6 weeks or however they want to say it, but it's very much about how much of the work you do, right? How much of the work in terms of the exercises, the eating meal plan, eating the right foods, the stress and level, your sleep, all this stuff comes together. When you just focus on the work, you'll get those six pack abs and then you'll get the results that you want, right? But if you focus on the time it takes to get there and you don't do the work, that's going to make it even go longer, you know? So that's the thing you really want to to work at. So what I am able to do for my clients with regards to time and timing is to sort of tell them when they're on the right page or not. And again, if you are doing the work and you're doing the right work, and I got to preface this by saying doing the right work, because sometimes I have clients come to me saying, see, but I'm doing the work every day, I'm doing this. Well, you know, for example, taking the exercise again, you know, if you want to lose 30 pounds and you read that the best way to lose 30 pounds is to exercise, you know, and eat right, cool, that's great. But for example, if you're not eating particularly in the right way, that's going to fuel your body or your body type, or maybe there's other things going on within your metabolism that isn't so general that you have to specifically focus on, you might not be doing the right work. Maybe you're not doing the right exercises, right? Maybe you're not eating the right foods. Maybe you're not working out at the right time of day. There's a whole bunch of stuff to it, right? So it doesn't mean you're not doing work. It just means you're not doing the right work. But when you are doing the right work, that's where timing can come about. And I'll give you a really funny example because it's happened to me multiple times. I've had clients, you know, we talk about a certain situation and they'll say, when do you see a time? And you can ask that, of course. You know, I love clients to ask. My thing is I never lie to my clients. So if I see something, I will tell you. If I don't see it, I'm going to have to be honest and say, sorry, I don't see it. But I've had clients say, do you see a timeline? And I'll say to them, you know what? I'm not sure, but it kind of feels like it's in this time frame. Again, very dependent on the work that you're doing, but this is sort of where I feel like things can come about if you continue to do the work. And I've had so many clients. I just had one that emailed me a couple weeks ago and I laughed my face off. Cause again, I don't remember reading. So I find it fascinating to remind me. And a woman emailed me and she said that she had a reading with me 2 years ago. And I said that at that time, I said, she has to do the work, but if she does it, I could see the timeline of, I guess she said what it felt like was like a fall kind of season. So September, October. And she said that it didn't happen that year. It didn't happen the year after, but the year after that, in September, middle of September, she met the person, right? So that I described someone for her. So it's funny because that just, I think, goes to show the interesting part about timing, you know? Here, we're focused on the earthly time of a certain time frame. And yeah, that was true. That time frame kind of held true, but it didn't hold true for the year, right? Because she still had to do certain work. When she was ready, the right person showed up. But she actually mentioned that in her email. She goes, see, it was so funny. I wasn't ready. I wanted to hear the timing. But looking back now, if that person would have showed up at the time when we had the reading, when you had mentioned it, I wouldn't have even been ready. You know, so it's actually very timely of the universe to sort of bring the right person at the right time. Again, when you are ready, the thing shows up. That's what I like to say. So where does that leave all of you out there? Well, hopefully I've given you some good information and I've drilled it in your head to not focus on the time of things as much as we can. Again, easy, easy thing for me to say, harder to do an application. I get it. But if we could stop focusing on the physical time of things and focus more on the mental time, meaning how long will it take or how long does it take to do a certain thing, whatever that is. And then reverse engineer it and just focus on the work. Just find out what you have to do every day and just wake up every day and do what you have to do every day to get you closer to that goal. And if you can do that, trust me, I see it so often. If you are doing the work and you are waking up every day and just focusing on the work, not the results, just the work. If you focus on the work, the results come. They come magically and they come faster than you even would have expected. That's what I find hilarious about all this. Everyone focuses on timing, timing, timing. The moment you take your mind off the time and you focus on doing the right work, it shows up. You know, it's really fascinating how it kind of works, which just again goes to show how our consciousness can draw in the things that we want for ourselves when we stop focusing on the things that are holding us back, right? Well, I do hope that this podcast has been helpful and healing for everyone out there. I love, love getting emails of people that, you know, let me know they've listened to this or they tell me that they find it very helpful or they'll give me a particular situation where it helped them. So it just kind of makes me feel good knowing that spirit messages are getting through to those out there and it is helpful and healing. If you have any ideas for podcasts, anything else that you want me to speak of, love, love, love getting emails to hear it. I really do try to incorporate everyone's suggestions out there to hopefully provide something that might be giving you a little bit of a leg up or a boost wherever you are. All right. Other than that, thank you so much again for listening. I do hope everyone is well out there. Take care of yourselves and each other.